Mountains of Idaho, USA, once again. Good to be here with you, folks. Really good to be here with you. I've had a cold most of this week, and I might sound a little strange to you because I sound a little strange to myself right now. I'm recovering from my cold, praise the Lord. And I'm hoping I can get through this 2 hours here with you this Sunday. Said my prayers already. Ask God to give me the words to say and be able to say them because of my cold. But truly good to be here, folks. And I will get through today if you'll just say a little prayer for me. And we'll get into some interesting things today. Yes, I hope you had a great week, folks. I hope you did. We have had a great week here at our two police and military associations. Truly been working very hard here at our volunteer office, our all-volunteer office. This is our 27th year now of reaching out and touching the hearts and minds of our police and soldiers with our constitutional message. And I think it's growing. It is definitely growing, folks. We're reaching more and more police and soldiers than ever before. And we're very pleased to announce that to you, because as you might imagine, to have our police and soldiers back on the side of the American people and out of the clutches of these demonic forces that have control of our governments today, and there should be no argument there with people that we are controlled by demonic forces when you see what's going on today. And to have our police and soldiers rescued out of that and bring them back on the side of the American people and to support and defend the Constitution, protect the people's rights and their liberties, is so vitally important, so important. I can tell you, as a prime example, when I turned away from being in Phoenix, Arizona, the sixth largest city in the United States, 2,500 men and women under arms,
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program on the wonderful RBN Radio Network. And as I was saying, by the way, I was talking into the advertisement that came up, and I'm sorry about that. I couldn't hear the music, and so they've turned the music up for me some so I can hear it coming, okay? So sorry about that. But as I was saying when we went to break, that for 27 years now, we've worked as volunteers for our two police and military associations to tell and inform and to educate our brothers and sisters in uniform about who the true enemies of God and liberty are that have captured our nation today and the nations of other nations, most other nations, matter of fact, and explain to them about those nations that are saying no to this Antichrist world government system are being crushed with the blood of our brothers and sisters. Okay, you know that. You listen to RBN. You know that when Slobodan Milosevic said no to the New World Order, he was crushed. His nation of Christian people was crushed, absolutely decimated, and it still is today, by the way, and put under by the international criminal elite, put under the control of the Kosovarian drug-smuggling Muslims. Okay, that Christian nation was decimated. By the way, they used depleted uranium there so that the people of Serbia would always be subject to the ills, the horrible ills, and babies being deformed forever because of all the depleted uranium rounds that we dropped and bombs that we dropped on the ground there. And so it's we use weapons of mass destruction on those people that said no to the New World Order, that they wouldn't be a part of this Antichrist world government system. And so you know what happened to Slobodan Milosevic. He's gone now, and they put him in prison, said they were going to prosecute him for war crimes, but they couldn't find any. And he was there for a number of years, and finally he died in prison. Isn't that interesting, folks? They couldn't find any evidence against him, so he just died of natural causes in prison. Isn't that how convenient it can be, okay? And so now he's gone, and his nation's under the drug-running Kosovo drug lords of Muslim extraction, and that Christian nation is decimated. Of course, the Antichrist world government system hates Christian nations, as you can imagine, because they work under Lucifer, okay, the devil, and he hates Christians, all right? And so, as you notice, the Christian nations are being taken over, and other nations that have something that the Antichrist world government leaders want are being taken over, too. Or they don't want, okay? For example, Saddam Hussein in Iraq stated that he was going to value his oil exports in euros, and the international bankers, the criminal international bankers that control the nations, couldn't allow that to happen. So we sent in our brothers and sisters in uniform to go kill off that nation's leadership. And now, of course, they're devaluating, or they're valuating their oil once again in dollars and not euros, because Saddam Hussein is gone. And, of course, the international criminal elite now has control of the gas over there, the oil. And this is so important to them, folks, because remember, the OPEC would never raise their dollar amount per barrel of their oil to a point where they could crush America. The international criminals could crush America financially. They wanted OPEC to raise their price to where they could get the gas in America at $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon, and bring America down immediately to third world nation status, which that will do. And OPEC refused to do it. And so Saddam Hussein is now gone, and now they're going after Iran and Syria to make sure that Iran, who stated here 2 years ago that she too was switching to the euro and off the dollar. So the international banksters have put out the call that we're going to go in and crush the leadership of Iran, and it looks like crush all the Iranian people too. If they carry out what we've heard through our intel, that they're going to bomb Iran in 10,000 sites. 10,000 sites in that small country, folks. The people will be gone. The vast majority of the people will be gone. Hold on just a minute, folks. I'm sorry, I had to cough. Still trying to get over my cold here, folks, but I think I'm pretty much over it. Pretty much on the mending side. And thank you for your prayers about that I can get through the program here, but anyway, once again, OPEC, which Iran was part of OPEC, okay, said no to raising the price per barrel up to where the price of gas in America would be $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon. So all those Americans that say, yeah, great, we've got Saddam Hussein's oil now, that means our prices are coming down, and then we're going to go get Iran's oil and our prices are going to come down. It's just the opposite, folks. OPEC refused to rape and rob the American people. And they have to go. OPEC is on their way out because we're going to go with the blood and lives of our children and kill off all these nations and take over their oil so that the international banksters can make sure that their dollar, their phony fiat dollar, keeps some amount of value, okay, at this time. And then they also get the oil. Okay, so it's all about providing for the international criminal elite more profits and more power and more control. All right, and so they have to bring America down to third world nation status because, as I learned 20 years ago, you can't merge into a world government a wealthy nation with third world nations. How do you do that? You know, if one nation has all the cars and all the toilet out there, inside toilets and inside plumbing and everything that America has, 2-3 TVs, so forth and so on, with nations that live in cardboard boxes, as I've seen in Mexico. When you go down diving into Mexico, as my sons and I have for, 35 years, you drive by homes there made of cardboard boxes, you know, and people are living in there. No electric, no water, and they're living in cardboard boxes. They've taken cardboard, cut it up, and put it around their little homes that they built out of cholla cactus, you know, and other kinds of cactus that they've built their homes out of, and then they put cardboard across it, okay? So you can't merge people with SUVs and these huge TVs that cover half the living room and people of wealth, okay? And so they have to eliminate the middle class, and so in America there will be the super rich and the super poor. And that's where we're going, folks. That's what taking the oil away from OPEC and controlling it is all about. And you're watching the prices starting up right now again. And you're just going to watch them throughout the summer go up and up and up. They have until the next election, okay, to raise the price of oil. And then if we're not under martial law, it'll only be by the grace of God that we're not under martial law. Because Bush wants, or let's say his handlers, because he's just a lowly lieutenant, the Bush family is just a lowly lieutenant in the international criminal cabal, and they take orders. They don't give orders. But he's been told to get America under martial law in the months ahead, okay? Now, of course, we've asked people to pray that God binds their hands, confounds them, international criminals, and does not allow them to go forward with their plans to put us under martial law, and destroy our Constitution, destroy the First Amendment, which will mean we won't be doing programs on RBN any longer, and we won't be producing our A Nabet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues for our police officers and soldiers. We won't be going to speak across the country, and anybody that loves freedom, yeah, and loves the Constitution is, as I'm looking at the brochure, pulling it off my desktop right here, according to the Joint Terrorism Task Force, the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, and I'm looking at the brochure that they handed out to all police officers only, not to the citizens. It says, if you encounter any of the following, call the Joint Terrorism Task Force, FBI Bureau of Investigations. It gives you a phone number here. And inside, I'm opening the brochure. It says here, right-wing extremists, defenders of the U.S. Constitution are suspected domestic terrorists. I'm hearing music, but very, very low there. I can hear it this time, though. Okay, good, folks. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with more after these important messages.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sunday with you. It's a rainy Sunday out here in the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA, but that's good. That's good. We're building our water table here in the great Rocky Mountains. We all need good, fresh water, so we're happy to see it. But back to this, the need, folks, for us to reach our police and soldiers out here and get them back on the side of the American people. The vast, vast majority of our police and soldiers are good Americans. They, when I was a police academy instructor for 5 years in Phoenix, Arizona, certified by the state of Arizona, I knew, and I knew way before that, actually, that 98%, say 98%, 97% of the American law enforcement officers, who used to be called peace officers, but they're not anymore, and there's a good reason for that, because they're not peace officers, they're enforcement officers now. But they took the job for the right reason. They truly did. I've sat in academy classes with these young people, 20, 21 years of age, and they love freedom, they love America, they love the American people, and they wanted to serve and protect them. They didn't know that we would turn them into servants and protectors of the Antichrist system. Okay? That's what they are today. They serve and protect the system from the people. All right? And they don't know that. They're good people at heart. They truly are. And we reach them all the time and turn them back on the side of the American people all the time here at our two police and military associations. So, I'm reading you the FBI brochure that was handed out to all of our brother and sister police officers, though, a couple years back, stating who the true criminals are in America here. And it's quite a brochure. And you can have a copy of this if you write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. We'll send you out a copy of this brochure. It's not the original because officers were given one each, okay? But several copies were sent in to our office here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and we make copies of them for you. And they're good copies. You can read them. And it says here, people that make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution are suspected domestic terrorists. Doomsday cult-type groups. Do you know who that is? Doomsday cult-type groups. Well, Janet Butch Reno, the lesbian attorney general under Clinton, first called Christians, who she hated desperately, doomsday cult-type groups and cult-type people, okay, because we were all looking for a doomsday one day, the end of the world, and Jesus Christ would return, all right? So she nicknamed us doomsday cult-type groups and people. And that's right in here, okay, that Christians are suspected domestic terrorists. And it goes on and on and on, listing people that you and I would probably know in the common law movement. They have all kinds of people listed. People that have fictitious license plates, like my good friends up in, I think it was Oregon or Washington, had a license plate that they developed, Embassy of Heaven, okay? And they truly believed, and were correct, that they were under the laws of God. And so they put on a license plate called Embassy of Heaven. Well, these people are suspected domestic terrorists, and if a police officer comes across anybody that defends the Constitution, makes numerous references to the U.S. Constitution, is a Christian, and who has fictitious plates, no driver's license, refuses to identify themselves, and I got a funny joke to tell you about that. Pastor John Weaver shared it with us on one of his Sunday morning preaching events. And claims that driving is a right, not a privilege, is a domestic terrorist, and on folks, in this And so it shows, this FBI brochure shows the mistraining and misdirection of our law enforcement people and, of course, our military the same way, okay? And so that's what we do here. We are volunteers, and I've volunteered now for 27 years, 12, 14 hours a day, to help reach and awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform to the fact that they are supposed to be serving and protecting the American people, and they're supposed to be upholding their oath to defend the Constitution and protect the people's rights and their properties and lives, and not protecting the evil system from the people, as they're taught to do today, okay? So what I'm doing, folks, is doing an advertisement. I'm doing an ad, you might say, to try to get you to support our work here. It is so important, folks. When we get letters and email from police officers and soldiers who have read our constitutional publications from their brothers and sisters in uniform, in other words, their fellow lawmen and their fellow soldiers, and they're so excited when they write to us. They're excited about receiving our constitutional material. And they write the most wonderful letters and say things to us like they're clipping out articles from our constitutional publication. They're putting them on the bulletin boards down at work or at their military unit, or laying copies of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues in the break room or in the lunch room or anywhere that other soldiers and police officers can pick it up. It's exciting because each time, folks, you help us reach a police and soldier, and we get them turned around, get them educated, and get them understanding that they've been mistrained, misdirected, and misguided, and are no longer upholding their oath of office that they took, they're offended. They're really offended, just like I was when I found out that I was being brainwashed to be the supervisors of the people, not and the keepers of the people, and not the servants and protectors of the people. Most of them are offended and want to know more of how they can get back on doing their duty under their constitutional oath and defending the Constitution and the people and their rights. And that's what we do. But what I was going to say is this. Once you get one of these brothers and sisters to know that they're being lied to and they're being misdirected and misguided, then they become an agent for God and the Constitutional Republic inside their military unit or inside their police unit. They become God's agent. And your agent, too, as a Constitutional Republic citizen, okay? And they begin to pamphleteer. They begin to hand out newsletters, most of them surreptitiously, covertly, because they could get fired if they... And certainly their police and military profession will be halted, meaning that their advancement will not occur if they are found out to be the enemy of this Antichrist system, and that is somebody that loves the Constitution, somebody that would actually work and defend the Constitution and protect the people from the evil system. They are the enemy. And so most of this work is done covertly by our soldiers and police officers so they don't get fired or get demoted. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need.
Pennsylvania. Mike, hold on just a minute. Let me finish my little advertisement for our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter up here. Folks, I just want you to know that after 27 years of working with our police and soldiers as a volunteer here, and our other volunteers know how important it is to get one of our brothers and sisters in uniform, get their heads turned around, get it filled with knowledge about who the true enemies of God and liberty are in this nation, and get them working for you once again, okay? Because they don't know. Well, we just lost Mike as a caller. I'm sorry, Mike. I wish you'd have held on because I was going to go to you right after I give our address here. So call back, Mike, if you'd like to talk or say something. By the way, the phones are open, folks. I want to open the phones up early because I'm having a little problem, as you can probably tell, with my voice. And I don't know if I can talk for 2 hours, but also I love to hear your comments and your words of wisdom on the program here, the Officer Jack McGlam program. And so if you'd like to call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to have a word, ask questions, whatever. But let me give out our address, folks. Like I say, I'm not very good at asking for money. That's not what I do very good at. I'm not good at that. I'm an old cop. If somebody comes at you with a shotgun, I know how to take the shotgun away from them, okay? And so those type of things is what my profession is. But as you know, I'm not much of a speaker either. But anyway, let me give out our address here, and I hope you'll help us reach our police and soldiers. It's very easy to do. About 1 out of 2 people, folks, have a police officer or soldier in their family. 1 out of 2 people have a police officer or soldier in their family, or at least among their good friends, all right? And most everybody has them among their associates and neighborhood, you know, neighbors out there. So it's very easy to get an aid and abet police military newsletter in the hands of a police officer or soldier. And that's what we're asking you to do. Write into us here at aid and abet police military newsletter. And that's very easy to do, folks. All you put on the envelope, get the envelope out and put a capital A and then the and sign for A&A. We're going to have you put A&A on there. A capital A, the little squiggly and sign, and then another capital A. Now, how easy is that? A and A. And then you mail that to HC, and that's like Hotel Charlie, HC 11, box 357, like the good old Magnum revolver I carried on duty my whole career, and I still have it, my favorite pistola. That's box 357, and it's not post office box, okay? It's HC11, box 357, because this is a box sitting out on my property, you know, out on the edge of my property that the postman puts the mail in. HC11, box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Once again, HC11, box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. And Idaho can just be ID if you want to. Okay? 83536. And folks, send in for a copy of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. We'll send you out a copy to look at and to read over. And then you'll see how important it is to get it in the hands of our police and our soldiers. All right? So, so important. Because that will start their educational process. Because we are their peers, all right? And you can't beat that. Doctors listen to doctors. Lawyers listen to other lawyers. Police officers and soldiers listen to other police officers and soldiers. It's that peer thing. You know, we are their peers. They may disagree with us, as one doctor might disagree with the other doctor, or one lawyer might disagree with the other lawyer. Certainly, some police officers and soldiers disagree with their police and soldier brothers and sisters, but they always listen. And there's nothing they can ask us, folks. After reading one of our constitutional police and military publications, that we can't answer. We have so much backup material after 27 years, there is no question they can answer or ask us or disagree with that we can't back up with hard evidence, hard evidence, okay? So please write to us, get a copy of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, read it, and then decide for yourself if you'd like to subscribe. It's $25 a year, okay, very low price today for a 20-page publication. That's right. Each of our publications are 20 pages, and that's a whole lot of material, all right? A whole lot of educational material for our brothers and sisters to receive. So thank you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my advertisement for Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And now, as I feel my voice is kind of fading a little bit, I would ask you, if you would like to call in today and have a little chat, all right? It'll help me get through the program. And also, it's always very, very interesting to our listeners, too, to hear what RBN listeners want to say, have to say, and how intelligent they are. I'm always just absolutely amazed and pleased with many of the questions we get and the callers that call in who have been listening to RBN for some time. They're very educated people. And I'm not talking about school learning necessarily, because I'm not a highly educated school learning person myself. I don't have any degrees, all right? I don't have a BS degree, because I don't speak a lot of BS, but a lot of people do. I don't have an MS degree. I don't have a PhD, piled deeper and higher degree, you know. I'm just an old cop and an old veteran of the Vietnam War era. And I have studied for 27 years. Actually, I started studying before I started the Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. So probably 30 years I've been studying and have learned a lot, but I didn't learn it in school, okay? Okay, now we have our dear brother Ernie on from Virginia. Ernie, thank you for calling in. Hope you're having a great day. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you, Officer Jack McLam. I'm enjoying your show this morning and the issues you have raised, especially what's going on in Iraq and what happened to the dollar and the euro and what was behind the, basically behind the attack and the aggression against Iraq, and what we may also see in the near future with Iran. But I don't know if you saw the newsreviews.com this morning. Tom DeWeese has a good article on, is North American Union about political ideology?
Oh, I know Tom DeWeese, and he does a fantastic job, and I'll have to look that up, Ernie. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Well, it's a great article because he brings out the, say, some of the false charges. Some people have accused people who talk about the North American Union, such as Lou Dobbs and others, as nothing more than conspiracy charges.
I see.
Yeah, but the real truth is we do have this SPP, the Security, Prosperity, and Partnership Agreement, that dates back to March 2005 between the former president of Mexico, Mr. Fox, and the former leader of Canada, Mr. Martin, and George Bush. And what they've been doing is holding these secret meetings and moving forward on this new NAFTA superhighway system. And Mr. DeWeese goes into great detail about some of the charges and the truths, and along the same lines, Bob Chapman, who has been on the republicbroadcasting.org site many times, has a good article Saturday that sort of runs parallel to what Mr. DeWeese is talking about. And I have to compliment your state of Idaho and your state senate, if I can find that page, but your state's legislature and Senate recently voted with a resolution opposing the North American Union.
They certainly did, and we're very proud of them. It took a lot of work. We called them for 3 months and wrote to them and emailed them and faxed them, and pray praise the Lord, we're the first, I guess we're the first state to actually pass the resolution against it.
I believe you are, and thank you for your personal efforts and others in the state to bring this to their attention and to get this kind of action in the Senate. And basically it says they don't want the U.S. to participate any further in the security and prosperity of North America or any other bilateral or multilateral activity that seeks to advance, authorize, fund, or in any way promote the creation of any structure to create any form of the North American Union. Well, we have more and more states becoming aware of this danger, this North American Union, and at the same time, with these wars and the potential for another preemptive strike against another country such as Iran, we have a growing economic crisis in the country with these loans, these high-risk loans that were backed by the Fed. And we had if you recall last week, I think it was Thursday, Senator Dodd, who was chairman of the Senate's Banking Committee, actually had some hearings and chastised the Fed for allowing such high-risk, speculative subprime loans to go forward. And they basically threw out the standards for underwriting mortgages. They didn't Right, and they didn't require any money down. They didn't require proof or documentation showing how much one made. And as a result, Bob Chapman predicts as many as 3 million foreclosures in the near future. Now, what this is going to do, it's going to create another ripple effect into the economy, affecting our construction industry. And at the same time, we have this North American Union push going on behind the scenes and the potential for another terrorist attack. And you and your listeners, and as I'm a longtime listener, have to wonder all these fronts that are facing us, if there that this isn't some plan that's being carried out. And as last week your guest, Mr. Lindsey Williams, who was so outstanding, he talked about the plan, the 30-year plan. And so you're doing just a great job, Jack, bringing to the forefront issues affecting us, contemporary issues, and that show the country being under this attack and Christians being under attack, and this globalist attack, this free trade and NAFTA, CAFTA, and free trade of Americas, this continuous push to undermine our national sovereignty and our borders, at the same time prosecuting our federal border security agents for trying to Are you still there, Jack?
I'm here.
Okay. So what I'm leading to is we have like several fronts on at the same time undergoing, and I even wonder with this business about the U.S. attorneys, the eight that were fired, and those hearings on the Attorney General Gonzalez.
Yeah.
If that isn't a form of distraction. Because I don't see any real action. I don't see any effort right now. Border security agents, Ramos and Compion, that you have talked about week after week, and you talked about their plight, what happened to them. I learned last week that both of those agents are now in solitary confinement.
That's right.
It's going from bad to worse.
And we heard from the brother in, or the father-in-law of Ramos that they're not even allowing him to have his Bible. He can't even have a Bible in there. And he's a good Catholic. And right now, it just appalls me, brother, that they're hurting the man on purpose. They're torturing him on purpose in this 6x10 room, concrete and steel room. It doesn't even have a window in it. So, and he's spending 24 hours a day in there, and he's being tortured, brother. And it just breaks my heart. We need to get them out, but I don't want to interrupt your wonderful information this morning. So go right ahead there.
Oh, okay,
Ernie.
Thanks, Officer McLam. What I'm trying to paint here is a picture of many fronts where the American people, I mean, American people have very busy lives with their families, the public school system, the increased crime in our cities, the difficult, the economic and financial times that these people are living under, and a controlled mainstream media that does not report the globalist agenda, refuses to report on the North American Union agenda, refuses to give us accurate statistics on how many people, how many of our soldiers have been killed and maimed, or how many soldiers have recently deserted, say, in the last year from the Army. They can't even get accurate numbers. It's like a total breakdown in our system going on. Meanwhile, I understand that the country of Mexico is increasing the number of consular offices in the U.S. and increasing that number to 49 to make another push and drive for amnesty for as many as 30 million illegal aliens in this country. So we're being... It's a broad attack against the American citizens.
Truly is, Brother Ernie. And I just appreciate you and your activism so much, brother, because everything you do there benefits us here. So God bless you, Ernie. Thank you.
Thank you, Officer McLam, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your show.
Bye-bye now. Thanks. We'll be right back, folks.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We have other callers on the line. We'll be with you in just a moment, folks. Mike and John, hang on. We'll be right back with you. But I want to follow up on what Ernie said. Ernie's one of the most knowledgeable people I know about what's going on in this country, and we just love to have him call in because he's just a wealth of knowledge and fact. Not just information, but actually factual information. And he brought up something that disturbs us here at our two police and military associations very much. And that is the reported U.S. military death, okay, is a lie, an absolute lie. I have the actual report here from the Pentagon, and it's Operation Enduring Freedom and other locations, too, besides just Iraq and Afghanistan. But we have actual U.S. military deaths from March 2003 through July 2005. Now, listen to me, folks. That's almost 2 years ago. This report is 2 years old. Almost 2 years old, because it goes to July 2005. And the Pentagon has listed 10,146 men and women have been killed in the military. Okay? I'm actually looking at the thick, thick file here that I downloaded from United States Department of Defense news release on the web at www.defenselink.mil/releases.2004. And I'm looking at it here. It's probably 20 pages, and it gives all kinds of information about the deaths. Actually, Benny J. Washington killed 1-4-2005. Says here he was killed by hostile fire with an RPG attack. Luke P. Frisk was killed by an IED attack. And it goes right on down. I've got the whole report here, folks, and it lists that there are 10,147 deaths, not 3,200 or so that they're telling us about right now, but there's about an 8,000 difference in deaths that are actual in the military, U.S. military. But it's only up till July 2005. And we're coming up on July again here in a few months. So it's almost 2 years old. How many do you suspect it is now? Because in 2 years, folks, from March 2003, the Pentagon has listed here to July 2005, just about 2 years, 10,146 of our brothers and sisters have been killed. And I don't have the report on how many have been disabled, totally disabled, but I'm sure there's thousands and thousands and thousands. We do know, because my bride is a 22-year military veteran, first sergeant from the first Iraq war, and she's poisoned with depleted uranium and poisoned with anthrax shots and experimental drugs. It's a Gulf War sick vet. That 14,000 died, at minimum 14,000 died from the first Gulf War, and more are dying every day. Okay, folks, we're coming up on the top of the first hour. We're coming into the second hour. We'll be right back with Mike and John. Hang on. Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Be right back.